Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Sangana kweza kuseni mthwakazi ngomvulo mhlaka 24 kumfumfu 2022 igama ngontungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, eli Zimbabwe libikwa liyilo elihamba phambili kulawo wonke amazwe omhlaba kudaba lokukhwela mahlayana kwentengo lokudula kwezinto. Amabandla aphikisayo athi lanxa ukhetho lwama-by-elections solwedlule aphatheke kabi ngodlakela oluqhamuke insiza lasematobo. Inhlanganiso ye-Post Independence Survivors Trust ithi kayivumelani lendlela umongameli Mnangagwa aphatha ngayo udaba lwegugurawundi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Eli Zimbabwe yilo elihamba phambili emhlabeni wonke jikelele kudaba lokukhwela kwentengo yezinto lokudula kwazo i-inflation ngesiNgisi. Lokhu kuvezwe ingcwethi yaseMelika ehlaziya ezenotho uProfessor Steve Hanks. Kumbikwa wethu leizolo uHank uthe lanxa uhulumende weZimbabwe esithi inflation ku-285%. Isilinganiso esiqondileyo ngesamakhulu phose amane 393%. UHank uthi eleCuba lihlezi kuzinga lesibili lilandelwa ngeleGhana kuzinga lesithathu. Ukhuthaze njalo uhulumende weZimbabwe ukuthi amise ukusetshenziswa kwemali yeZimbabwe kusetshenziswe eMelika kuphela ukuze umnotho uvuke. Sibuze ingcwethi ehlaziya ezenotho umnumzana Reggie Shoko ukuthi uvumelana lo mnumzana Hank na.
Kule nto ezimbili of the sixes ubana uProfessor Hank yena nxa ecalculate inflation ufakani, ufaka njani, ngoba eZimbabwean situation nxa sikhangele complicated in one. We're in a multi-currency system, so you factor in US dollar, you factor in the local currency, and as it stands at the moment, there seem to be an improved circulation or use of the local currency because of a number of issues. One being that most people are paid by RTGS, and the rate to some extent has managed to play over around at a consistent planning stage. On the US dollar side, there's also a slightly movement in terms of even the prices in terms of US dollars, largely because of the limitation and the circulation of the money on the market. So once mood uti in our seven sun until upment emergency formula. Yes, from that point of view, you have seen down the country their basket. We can easily follow and then say, labasibambela amanga laba bayenzayo.
Wena ngokubona kwakho Shoko, njengomuntu ocubungula ezenotho nxa sikhangela intengo ngendlela ezimi ngayo manje lokudula kwezinto, singaba singaphi kudaba lo-inflation?
It's always everywhere, economically. It's all like that I said, ukuthi kuma formula. Ungafaka formula yakho bese si-challenge ngokuthi kusekta yami, I think we have moved to this. The official exchange rate is always something closer to or closer or far away from the reality. It is what government then uses as the exchange rate. Business and sectors, they have their own way of calculating their own inflation. As it stands at the moment, what we have as a situation is artificial, because we have people that have not been paid for services that they provided to the government. If those people are allowed to freely circulate their payment, it will have an inflationary pressure. So where we're standing at the moment, until they address those non-payments of pharmacy services to government, that is at the moment suspended. And TSO, in a smarter way that they don't cause an inflationary pressure, we can simply say we are not at that pressure or inflation rate that the statistic agency is providing for us. Because there are certain things that are not being put in at the moment because of regulatory or whatever investigations happening.
Uthi njalo uProfessor Henki, iZimbabwe kumele ilahle idola layo, imali yeZimbabwe. Kusetshenziswe eMelika kuphela nxa uhulumende efuna umnotho uzinze. Ungabe uvumelana layo?
Lapho ngiyayala ngoba asilawo ama-US dollar kwalethu circulate in the Zimbabwean economy fully. We could only dollarize 2008 because all our banks had external reserves, that is, that set outside the country for purpose of doing business and export.
Umnumzana Reji Shoko, yingcwethi kwezenotho. Lanxa ukhetho lwama-by-elections olwenziwe esigabeni eziyisithupha solwedlule, abamabandla ezombusazwe atshiyeneyo bathi bakhathazekile kakhulu ngodlakela olwenzakale ematobo lase-insiza ngeviki edluleyo. Ibandla le-CCC lithi amalunga alo atshaywe ngamalunga e-ZANU-PF alimala kakubi kulolu dlakela. Kepha abe-ZANU-PF baya kulandula lokhu besithi yibo abatshaywayo. I-ZANU-PF yiyo enqobe ematobo lase-insiza kanye lakwezinye indawo ezintathu lapho obekulokhetho lwamakhansila ngomgqibelo. I-CCC inqobe esigabeni esisodwa kuphela eMutare. Ibandla leli lithi iZANU-PF inqobile ngoba ichaye abantu einsiza lasematobo njalo yethusela uZulu kwezinye izigaba. Sixoxe lo mkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo eleduma umnumzana Khulekani Ndlovu, yena othi bayalusola kakhulu lolu dlakela.
Udawa lodlakela babonkomo yinto vele iyaqala kudala. Kahle kahle singathi umkhuba weZANU-PF usukela ibunjwa nje ngo-1963 ngo-August. Yavele yasebenzisa udlakela kwabanye abantu ukuze ithole lokho ekutholayo. Ngakho ke lokho esikubone ematobo lasensiza akusimangalisi ngenxa yokuthi vele umkhuba wayo singathi yi-culture yabo. Yikho okwenza ukuthi bawini i-violence leyo udlakela lolu. Kahle kahle iZANU-PF nxa kungaladlakela tingameli ayiwini angiyabona. Yingakho nje ngale ePlumtree ngale kithi ngale ekulima ngale yaluza ntoni yadliwa ngoba abazange bayeza udlakela. Manje babone ukuthi mhlawumbe bangaluza futhi ngapha ematobo. Ngakho ke sebesebenzisani udlakela. Kahle kahle iZANU-PF ngeke iwine ingazange iqilibezele, ngeke iwine ingazange isebenzise udlakela. Ingakho nje isebenzisa udlakela ngomkhuba wayo. Yikho it's a violent political party. Kahle kahle
baya kulandula abeZANU-PF bathi ngabantu bokuthula, njalo bathi ukunqoba kwabo kutshengisa ukuthi bazanqoba njalo kukhetho oluzayo. Bathi akulaludlakela abalusebenzisileyo, banqobe ngoba besekelwa nguZulu weZimbabwe.
Msakazi, zokutshela into eyodwa, amabala engwe akatshintshi, ahlale njalo. JeZANU-PF ayitshintshi, iyohlala injalo. Ukunqaba kokukwabo lokho etingameli ikuvala abantu amehlo, ngoba vele esikweni labantu sinabantu amnyama. Umthakathi akavumi ukuthi ungumthakathi. Noma nje ungambamba nje thakathi sezimkhupha yakhe, akavumi. Uyakutshela ukuthi hayi bengisiza lokhu nalokhu. iZANU-PF ayisuze yafa yavuma into embi enjalo ngoba luhlazo, iphathisa abantu amehlo. uhlazo emphakathini, uhlazo emhlabeni. Iyiphathi nje esikhulile kanjalo yinto eyangisayo ethungameli ukuthi iZANU-PF itholakala esenza udlakela emaphathini amancane abantu ngababili abantu babasifazana. Yimkhuba weZANU-PF umthakathi. Umthakathi akavumi ukuthi uyaloya noma ungazumbambe kanjalo, akavumi entungameli. Yimkhuba weZANU-PF ayisoze yavuma njalo ngokuthi sibona ngokuthi bona sebebazawina ama-elections. It's obvious iyakwazi lokhu iZANU-PF izawina ama-elections INXT ngenxa yokuthi bona vele abantu bayavota. Babavotela abantu bavavota abantu bakhuluma amani bathi kodwa impumela isezandleni zeZANU-PF. ZANU-PF determines yiyo echo yiyo ekhulumayo ukuthi thina sithatha lokhu abanye bathatha lokhu. iZANU-PF yebo qiniso leli izowina kungamini noma ishiyo bathi yona izawina. Umkhuba wena lowo weZANU-PF kahle kahle iZANU-PF sekungusatani nje emhlabeni.
Elakho ibandla kungani lingangenanga kuma-by-elections lawo?
Ama by-elections kahle kahle tingameli asingenanga ngenxa yokuthi siyabona ukuthi hayi kuthi isikhathi nje ikudlalisa isikhathi kubekhona isikhathi nje azange saqoqa kahle kodwa azange nje sathanda nje ukungena kuma by-elections. Thina nje into esiyilindileyo yokuthi singene ekhethweni oluzayo. Ngikhuluma nje kanje nje njengoba ngikhuluma nawe nje kwena khona lapha nje uBulawayo. Sinama-councillors asefikaphose 15 asesilindele ukuthi babangene, asesilindele ukuthi sithankase, asesilindele ukuthi bayokubhalisa. Njengoba yingakho nje sithi hayi azange sathanda nje ukuthi sibhudlukele ezinye kwezinye izinto ezingasoze zisiphathise kangako ngoba khona lokho futhi yindleko futhi anto yokwela kungameli. So sithi hayi asilindeni ukhetho oluzayo. Ekhetheni oluzayo kungameli sizongena noma kuphi ezongokusemathebelezi ezongokusezigabeni zakithi.
Umnumzana Khulekani Ndlovu ngumkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo elizibiza ngokuthi iDemocratic Union of Masses iDuma. Inhlanganiso ye-Post-Independent Survivors Trust ithi kayivumelani lendlela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa azama ngayo ukulungisisa udaba lwegugurahundi. UMnangagwa wakhetha izinduna ukuthi zikhokhele uhlelo lokukhumisana umlotha phezu kwalolu daba. Kodwa umqondisi wePost Independent Survivors Trust uMnumzana Felix Magalela Mafaspanda uthi udaba lolu ludinga umanyano we-United Nations athi uMnangagwa lezinduna kuphela.
Ipisi ithi kunxele ngenxa yokuthi kuzaphambanisa abantu njalo kuzakwenza ukuthi abantu abaphatheka ngesikhathi sombhukazwe babe yibo abathungamela ucubungulo lolo lukwenziwayo ngoba i-research noma ukuthungamela ukuthi kambe kwahamba njani abantu laba babanjwa abenza amacala kuyenziwe njani izinto ezilomqoka ngoba abanye abantu abaphilayo okwamanje abanye bakuhulumende babephathekile ngegugurahundi bengamasosha bakukhabhinethi njalo abanye balamandla okwamanje. Sibona ngani konke lokho kwenziwe ngupresident ukuchitha isikhathi sabantu ngoba esazi ukuthi i-commission le indaba le yaphiwa 10 years sokusala iminyaka engu-4 ukuthi ingayekela ukulungiswa kuyahle kuvalwe konke. Kusasa uhamba le Mathebeleleni hayi izolo uhambele Mathebeleleni collective. Thange sehamba le commission ethungamelwa ngubaba uNare ePeace and Reconciliation Commission. Namhla sehamba lezinduna. Yikho ke sizakuzwa sokuthiwa izinduna for ED stroke gugurahundi. Asikuthandi lokho. Njengabantu esafelwayo, njengabantu esifuna ukuthula, sibona ngani intole ifuna ukuthungamelwa international organization evela ku United Nations ngoba ama resolutions wonke awe genocide yafana le Gukurahundi angaphansi kwe international law. Yiko international law yengenelayo kusenzela ukuthi into lezi zibanjwe ngobunono, kusenzela ukuthi kusasa kungaphindi kurikele. Siyabona ukuthi upresident ukhulumela phana engumuntu ongatshengisi ukucela uxolo, ukhulume very combative, umuntu edengani uthwele umbhobho ogqoke uniform, combatant ngokwakhe.
Umnumzana Felix Magalela Mafaspanda ngomkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-Post Independence Survivors Trust. Ungumsekeli njalo wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni namuhla. Izim Life ithi umkhokheli webandla le-CCC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa usethumele amazwi entuduzo kumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kulandela ukubhubha komzukulu wakhe obele minyaka emihlanu. INewsday yona ibika ukuba ibandla le-ZANU-PF selilaye amankampani kahulumende ukuthi alincedise ngemali yokuqhuba umhlangano walo we-Congress. Ithi njalo ibandla leli lilakho ukuthola imali phakathi kwe-$321,000 kusiya ku-$642,000 kulawa mankampani.
Studio 7 njani hlobo zama ayithina siyaphila ndunamakhala angalokhuluma ye uyazi inyamangala abantu bezimbabwe mabeloke kusathiwa izanu lamasitha atholayo okuthi abantu bezimbabwe kanti vele banjani engqondweni baphilile kodwa mbona ukuthi ukhona umuntu ophile ezimbabwe bonani bonkanti abaphilayo kambe abantu babeloke bebhizi ngepart 1 iphati le-42 yezayela into eyenza abantu bayahlupheka. Kathesi abantu bayaxotshwa kwamanye amazwe bayatshaywa ema-South Africa, abantwana bayadubeka kodwa lokho eligijima lilandela izanu okuthi izanu lilandelela ukuthi izalinceda ngani kankwazi ngoba kathesi ibhizi linika kunoyeniya kunobuya emavotini qeda amavoti yazimela iyakhohlwa ngani. Lina bejelane ukuthi livotele le party elifuna ukuyivotela kutshintsha izanu iphume kuphela likhohlwe ngale izanu yeni le. Kathesi okugalo bazikhulumela into engazwakaliyo babantu abadala ngazi ukuthi banjani kumbe kala bantwana abantwana basemakhaya kwekhuluma into oyithandayo abantwana bayadubeka kodwa bakhangele bazikhulumela into oyithandayo.
Ye kustudio 7 kujandoke basakazi nabalaleli ijakala kumahlaba ayithwale likhulumayo leli ngiletha udana kakhulu ngabantu bakokondlwala abavumela imisindo yokulwa e-violence obekulusiko esingalwaziyo kithi sesilubona lukhona kithi ukuthi soluvela ngobani asazi. Ma kuyibo abantu bakumahlaba ayithwale kumajiya mpondo abenza ngaleyo ndlela into zemzina ukusikowa kithi lokho. Ngidanile kakhulu abantu emaphandleni abakithi abalokhu bekholelwa ukuthi kuthiwe oholayo umbani betshiya abanye phandle befaka abanye phakathi bekholela ukuthi bebeleku beholiswa ilizwe lisehluleke ukuthi lizimelele kodwa abantu baphile nanku phela lokhu bevumele ukuthi bavotele uhulumende owehluleke ukuthi abagcine ngile iqiniso elikhona. So hhayi ngidanile kakhulu kuke kanti abantu bezani semandebeleni laba ngiyamangala ukuthi kathi ababoni ngani ukuthi uhulumende kwahlekuluza kangaka kube kanti sizwile lo mama lo we-education esithi khona okwenza ukuthi ungabe lama-teacher esindebeleni ukuthi abantu bemandebeleleni babafundanga bagijimele kuye egoli okuphose kube leqiniso phakathi nanku phela ungakhangela abantu abaningi bakithi bakholeka basegoli ukuthi mhlawumbe kuyinto esebenzayo kathi kuyinto engamelanga isebenzi. Ngiyadana ngalokho kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga Studio 7 njani ngiyabingelela ngicela ukudlulisa la mumbiko lapha. Ngizokuthiwa umnakagwa ufake ibhinga enhliziyweni yakhe ngoba sokusenziwa konke sokusakhiwa. So lathi siyilupane besicela ukufakwa enhliziyweni yakhe. Akasifake lathi sinomsebenzi laphana emachiya, emachiya wathi. Kunesikolo laphana emachiya secondary. Yakhiwa sakhiwa izakamizi yahlanganisa ziyapatanisa koloko khona. Abantu abasebenzi imisebenzi ayikho elizweni njengoba kusazakala. So nje abantu ababhadala imithelo njengezakhamizi sisenza konke okufunwa nguhulumende, sikhipha zonke izimali azifunayo. Uhulumende sicela abuye azoyenza umsebenzi wakhe, azoyakhela abantu isikolo. Abantu abethu bengavuki ngo-3 ebusuku beselanda isikolo sekwarayi, ngoba bavuka ngo-3 ebusuku beselanda isikolo sekwarayi lelupaka ukuze bejike bebuye ngobusuku futhi. So sicela ukuthi asenzele njalo uhulumende, ngoba silo MP o-useless songelancedo obuya ngokuzodinga amavoti kuphela. So besicela ukuthi angazi azodinga amavoti engakhanga isikolo, akaboni iplani lohulumende wakhe. Bafakane enhliziyweni lathi basifake bazosakhela isikolo lapha. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, ngisazobuya futhi ngizokhuluma ngalolu daba ezilonge ezikungenzakalanga lutho. Cela nje labanye abangabe fisa ukuncedisa, zikhona iy'ndlela zini zokuxhumana lathi. Siyabonga kakhulu, ngizabuya ngibuye futhi msakazi. Ngiyabonga.
Salubonani, salubonani, bingelela sihlobo zami, bingelela ku-Studio 7. Sithi linjani endaweni zonke likizo? Ngiyalithanda njani? Ngithanda kakhulu bantu bakithi. Ngithanda nje ukuthi abantu bakithi la, ngithanda futhi ngiphinde ngibonge ini indaba elisiphakela zona nsuku zonke. Indaba ezinhle ezingakhetha ihlangothi. Hayi, siyabonga kule ndawo. Sizwile ukuhlukumezeka kwabantu bakithi. Abantu bahlukumezeka mpela bakithi, behlukunyezwa izana. Kuyakhathaza mpela, kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ezinhliziyweni. Ngicela mntu funde indaba zami. Ngiyacela bakithi. Kakhulu ngifisa ukuthi ngabe siyavotelana i-CCC kahle kahle, ukuthi manje siphakathi ngapha emazweni. Ungayenza ukuthi igcine ingawenaka kahle i-CCC, ukuthi abalandeli babaningi singaphe emazweni. Ngikhuluma kwalapha nise-South Africa eGoli. Igama lami ngiMorris uKhumbulani wakwaNgwenya. Sendidlulisa ama-message ama-audio amaningi afike angazi indaba, angaze ngwezwe. Ngiyafisa ukuthi ngabe siyavotela i-CCC iwine bakithi.
Ama-results ama-by-elections la enziwe this past weekend ahambe kahle kakhulu, ngoba izanu ibone ngathi winning anti imele iwine kuma-by-elections. Mina vele ngicabanga ukuthi i-CCC ingangeni kuma-by-elections ngoba bayalimazisa abantu ngento zama-1 councillor seat, 1 MP seats angalancedo. Abantu besale sebelimele bona abamelele the-actual ukhetho. Bangayenzi njalo amarali amaningi, bazaqedisa abantu. Abantu isilwane sezizondile, nxa isilwane sezizana sezizondile, sotiti sogawule sebephithizela, sokuba ingozi ebantwini, especially abahlala emakhaya. So i-CCC yona ingagcini ibonakala ingathi izawina next year. Bengavele bageje babone ukuthi abantu sebebalahlile abezizanu, bazaqeda abantu.
Labo bekungabalaleli be-Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe, iReuters ithi owake waba inhloko kahulumende weleBhilithane omnumzana Boris Johnson wazise izolo ukuthi akaseyi kuncintisa, edinga ukubuyela kulesi sikhundla ngoba kulabanye abebandla lakhe abale ukumsekela. Obe inhloko yaleli lizwe unkosikazi Liz Truss uchiye umsebenzi ngeviki edlule yo. IReuters ibika njalo ukuthi izulu lesikhukhula eliphiwe igama lokuthi Tropical Storm Roslyn libulale abantu ababili kwele Mexico izolo. Singene kudaba lwemelika. Umnumzana Donald Trump uthi ulakho ukuncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli edinga ukubuyela lesi sikhundla ngo-2024. UTrump uveze lokhu izolo emhlanganweni wokudingela abazancintisa bemele ibandla lakhe lama-Republicans kukhetho lwamalunga edale lephalamende oluza kwenziwa ngenyanga ezayo. UTrump usuke esikhundleni sikamongameli nyakenye ngemva kokunqotshwa ngumongameli Joe Biden owebandla lamademocrats. Yena othi laye ukhangelele ukuncintisa ngo-2024. Lanamhla lokhu uTrump uyakulandula ukuthi wanqotshwa esithi uBiden waqilibezela. Kodwa lawo ngamanga aluhlaza. Sixoxele ucubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Tim Moringayi.
Hayi, le yindaba esaziyo sonke ukuthi vele uDonald Trump engancintisa ezama ukuba nguye unominee weRepublican Party ka-2024. Yikho laye ubehlala eyenza umsindo all these 2 years ezidlulileyo lezi. Yena ngokwakhe ngoba uzibona ngathiwa nguye ongakwanisa ukuthi anqobe ama-Democrats as a Republican forerunner. Into eqakathekileyo is ukuthi labo abantu be-Republican Party bayamesaba. And ama-issues lawo abuya lawo yena uTrump akula muntu olesibindi esinjengasakhe sokuthi ukhuluma amanga at the same time yala iqiniso elisegcekeni and abantu bemuvotele or bemusupporte. Ngibona mina ama-Republicans wonke from the lower house and the upper house kungela muntu ongakwanisa ukumela phambi kwakhe emtshela ukuthi into aziyenzayo aziyenzi. Ngoba sibona ukuthi songanthwa sokule far right movement all over America, le Europe, sabona lathi e-Italy sebe faka umama ongathiwa she's a racist. Lapha e-America sibona ukuthi abantu abelungu babona uTrump ngathiwa nguye ozahambisa amacebo abo forward.
Ubona ama-Republicans emsekela ngobunengi, ngitsho lalawa asephalamende singathi ngama-Congressional Republicans, wonke aku-Senate la ku-Parliament i-Lower House.
Hayi, lokho vele it's a foregone conclusion ngoba akula muntu okhuluma against Trump in the Republican world. Sibona lathi labantu esingabangani labo, labantu esisebenza labo bebona uTrump onguye engancintisa for 2024 for the Republican Party. Indaba zakhe lezi ngibona bezifaka ngaphansi kwecansi ngoba bona babona ngathiwa iAmerika isililizwe eselithathwa ngabantu abavela from other countries. Bekhohlwa ukuthi labo bavela from other countries. So uTrump lamanga ke longayangeki ngokukhuluma izinto ezingekho lobu represent abantu abelungu without shame or fear, ngibona mina u-2024 enguye oyi Republican candidate. But lati sizabona ngoba sibona kulama subpoena from the January 6 committee ukuthi bazamyalisa yini ukuthi angene ku khetho lele lika-2024. Ma engakwanisa ukuphunyuka khonapho, hayi nguye vele oyabe khona versus ngibona uJoe Biden ngathiwa is not sure, but hayi lathi siyakwazi ukuthi ama-politician vele ma usihlezi esihlalweni sona leso ukuthi usukume unike abane i-chance vele akusayenzi.
Umnumzana Tim Moringayi ucubungula ezombusaswe. Kwanele mthwakazi, likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30 na olivalelisayo nguntungamilinkomo nkololokwana kwamatukandula.